there's a right way of being related to your initiatory journey, no matter what it is, and a kind of courage, a kind of willingness, a kind of a yes to what is happening, where the intensity of the challenge energizes and brings forward what's best in us, rather than drawing us to a mode only of, I mean, not that grief is inappropriate, but only of, you know, the kind of depressive mode of grieving in which we're depleted and merely sorrowful and kind of, oh no, things have only gone terribly wrong. And that finding a kind of a yes, like somehow my soul chose to take birth in this time, in this place, under these circumstances, and my place in the natural order of things has something to do with showing up in the midst of this crisis moment with as much health consciousness and creative engagement as I possibly can. And this facing of this and kind of a naked, unarmored willingness to feel the intensity of everything that's going on has come, you know, at times I've become disoriented and depressed by it, at other times just bewildered. I mean, it's worked me over tremendously through the course of my life. And at this moment in my process, I am feeling enlivened and awakened by it. It's not that I have an answer. It's a koan, it's a deeper question than I have an answer for, but it's stretching and changing me. And it seems that it might have in it the potential to draw me together with you, together with any other soul, conscious and awake in the mystery of existence, into something deeper that might be the beginnings of a healthy human response to this bewildering and amazing and exhilarating and crazy moment that we find ourselves in.